Coming up tomorrow morning at 7, Bob and the Showgram's Friday Morning Free For All.
G105, it's the Showgram. Dr. Wynn's with us for one break here, and we're talking about, for everybody who is about to have a baby, thinking about having a baby, trying to get pregnant, or just practicing. I mean, these are things that you need to talk about, probably before you get married, definitely before you get married, but most likely before you get even engaged, things that you should talk about, because if you disagree, you disagree. Here, one question that I have before you get back into everything is, what if people change their minds? Like, what, for example, if Mike and Lindsay, they're so alike now with these answers, but let's say after the baby's born, Lindsay changes her mind on something.
That's a good question.
Is it available for Mike then to come back and say, no, this is what you said at the beginning, this is what you have to stick with?
That is a good question.
Oh, hang on. Go ahead.
That is a good question. And actually, I was thinking the same thing when I was reading through their questions. I was wondering if some of their answers would change once they actually had the baby, because some of their answers might be a little bit idealistic now, and it might change. But to answer your question about if one of them changed their mind and it was a conflict, that happens all the time. When you actually have the baby right there, you can completely say, no, I don't want to ever let her cry it out. I changed my mind.
I feel like it's a contract, though. I mean, if you agree with that, if you have it, you sit there and you agree.
It's like what you bought into.
Yeah. It's like my wife. Okay, I smoked when I met my wife, and I continued to smoke as we were married. And she would say, oh, Bob, you know, can you stop? And I'm like, hey, smoked when you met me? Smoke now, can't bitch now, you know? It's like smoked, you know, we got married, I wasn't so fat. Now I'm fat, you can bitch.
It's like, you know, I'm a male stripper now, but after we got married, if Lindsay complained about me being a male stripper, she really has no...
No complaint.
No leg to stand on.
Well, that kind of thing is true, but if you guys are saying that no one's allowed to
change
in their marriage, then that's ridiculous.
No.
That's what it is to grow.
That's because you're a woman. Because you're a woman.
She's the professional.
You know, you've changed, Bob.
A professional woman, huh?
You've changed since you've been married to Lou.
I'm fatter, and that's what I said. Like, she could complain if she wanted to that I'm fatter, like, you know.
But we're not talking about physical stuff.
Or it squishes me when you lay on
as
me
as far
now.
As, like, your emotions and, you know, how you perceive life and, your thoughts together. And your things of that nature.
Oh, no.
Right, your beliefs.
No, she said things like that before. Like, now, I don't, well. You know, we don't have enough time for this. But I was going to say, just real quick, is I don't argue. I don't argue now. I used to argue all the time. And I would chase her around the house until I got my damn point across.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore. And that's because I had the brain tumor and stuff. Now I realize what's important to argue and what's not important to argue about.
Because wives wear you down until you give up on life?
That's what I used to.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I used to.
That's why old men never say anything.
I do it around here. Don't I do the same thing around here?
Absolutely.
I just did it yesterday in Randy's office until she just said, okay, all right, can you just ask Mike to come in here? All right, back to the kids.
Okay, so you want me to just recap the rest of the questions, maybe?
No, you don't have to tell so much what we said, if you said that we agreed on a lot of stuff, but say kind of what your professional opinion answer should be to these questions to people who have a baby on the way.
Okay, so you guys definitely agreed with spanking. Both of you thought that that was appropriate discipline, and it's interesting, both of you made the distinction between spanking and beating, that you clearly thought it should be spanking without anger. So that was a match. Co-sleeping, where you have the baby sleep with you in your bed, both of you said you did not think that was a good idea. And that topic is actually fairly controversial still. As far as what's recommended, I think most pediatricians recommend against that just because of the dangers of rolling over on the baby. Or
known as co-squishing.
Ew, wouldn't it suck if you turtled your baby by accident and the baby got under the covers and you pooted?
Oh, gross.
You're an idiot.
And you fart his head sideways.
You turtle it.
My daddy made my eyes crooked when he put it in my head.
What they call it, a Dutch oven?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Call him Little Dutch.
We were talking, though, on the break, they do have these things now where the baby can sleep with you and can be kind of safe where they're in their little protected nook. So I guess that's an option if you want to have the baby with you, but more pediatricians, I think, would say it's safer not to have the baby.
Can you put them in
you.
A crate?
in between you.
You crate train our baby.
I think that might be a bad idea. Social services are coming knocking on your door.
I bet that really was not be such a bad idea.
We're not going to potty train our girl. We're going to put like puppy pads down and just
those piddle pads. Yeah. There you go.
Can you imagine going to visit Mike and walking around and seeing piddle pads?
You're like, man, Murphy. What no, that's those, not Murphy.
What are those things that go around over the baby's
mobile,
bed?
Mobile.
What if you just put a mobile in the crate? And it goes, what's the difference? Really, if you think about it, what's the difference?
The difference is
No.
The size of the crate.
Okay, yeah. You get a big crate.
That's the idea behind it.
You get a big crate.
But the crib is not completely closed in where a crate is. The crib, right. The top of it's open, and you're not on the floor.
It just makes you feel better, right. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter.
No, they're totally different.
All right, so you leave the crate open.
You're putting the baby on the floor.
I got to tell you one thing. Again, I know I'm so long-winded, but this is a funny story. Like, it's kind of sad, but kind of funny. All right, so there used to be this boss here, and he and his wife had a baby, and they... I don't know what the hell. She didn't do anything at all. They had like a maid and a cook and a chef and all that other. But anyway, so the whole thing was crazy because you know how they taught them supposedly? And the little kid, God bless him, had like crazy hair sticking up and they couldn't keep the head down. Like they would try to lick it and put it down. His hair would poke up. So he had problems anyway. But so to train them not to pee in their pants, they took a dog crate. It's not a crate, but it goes around in circles. So if you want to keep the dog in the kitchen, it was like a little fence. And the deal was for $200 or for like $150, you could train your child not to pee in his pants. They put him in this little fence in the kitchen and let him pee all over it. And then he would realize that, hey, this is this feeling, this sensation of peeing on myself is not a good thing. And the $120 was to have somebody come and clean the kitchen. And so afterwards, and it only took a day. They read something. Have you heard this?
I have, yeah.
It's like a dog.
Yeah.
So the crate's not such a bad idea overall after that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know you could apply that principle to babies.
I don't think you can. I don't think you're supposed to. I think that's going to be some type of down the road. They'll be going to see Dr. Wins.
That kid's going to need therapy.
That's crazy. All right, the last part I know we wanted to talk about real quick. Mike wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so the last question was a more general one, just asking about, you know, what one aspect of the baby's development were they really, that they felt was most important. So that was kind of a more open-ended question.
Yeah, like how do you answer that? If it's like, Mike, what do you specifically plan on being responsible for when it comes to the development of your baby? I'd never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Like specifically trying to work it out.
Yeah, so Mike's answer was actually really nice. He said his main focus was to try to raise a compassionate and loving human who's a free thinker and
a human. Oh, he wants to raise, a human. Mm-hmm. I thought like a goat.
Alien baby.
Who's a free thinker and a positive addition to the world. He said, I will read to her every day. I bought 6 books for her today
TJ Maxx.
That's great. Focus on her educational development. I know Lindsay will be focusing on her health and nutrition. So that was his response. And Lindsay's was...
I don't like the free thinking thing. That's a little crap.
Right. I knew you were thinking that.
I hope she grows up and becomes a Republican. So bad.
Lindsay's was, I really want to make sure she knows how much she's loved every day. I want to make sure we read to her every night. So y'all both had that in common. Make time for her when we come home tired from work. We'll still play, teach her right from wrong, etc.
Yeah, but you know what the honest answer is? The honest answer, which we have talked about, is we hope that she gets Lindsay's looks and my brain, period.
That's what Bart and I have said if we ever have kids. I want them to have his, because he's like just super smart, intelligent. I'm like, I hope they get your brain because...
Which is kind of a curse because I'm going to have to be the one who does all of the homework forever.
That's funny because Lou said, I hope the pool boy's really good looking. I don't know how that related to me, but...
We got a quick call. Somebody has a question for you, I think, who's in that situation.
Jorge.
Sir.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Bob. I just want to say that I love the show, Graham.
Thank you.
Y'all are great.
Thank you.
But, yeah, my question is, like, I've already got 2 kids, and I'm only 23. I'm already married. My first one, he's already 2, and my second one, he's, like, 2 months old. And me and my wife, we have some of the same viewpoints, but then there are, like, some things where, whereas where the first one where we were kind of in sync with, and then later for the second one, you know, we kind of had different viewpoints. And we were kind of wondering as to how do we kind of compromise our viewpoints or the situation where, like, both are as happy, or who should be the one to switch to compromise first?
Yeah, what if it's too late? Now, with the stuff that you've talked about, mm-hmm. prepare that. You know, now it's too late. The kids are there.
One parent wants to spank, the other one doesn't. How do you compromise?
Right, and that's a good question. And some things are easier to compromise on than others. Some things you can't compromise on. There's no way to compromise spanking. You can't give just like a little tap.
Yeah.
So honestly,
halfway beat their ass. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm. So honestly, with some of those things, it's a matter of just finding another opinion. If you really can't agree, talking to your pediatrician or, you know, somebody else that you trust and asking their opinion.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's literally swapping an issue or trading issues, saying, fine, you care more about this issue, so we'll go your way for this. But this other issue is really important to me, so can we go my way on this? Sometimes you just have to do that.
So despite what Bob thinks, one person can't be right all the time on every single issue, can they?
No, that is true. You should come to my house. It's absolutely true.
Right. Lou Dumas is always right. It's amazing.
What is this is one thing that a lot of people did. My mom did this when I was growing up for the most part, but it has backlash. And that is, one parent can't be the person who is the disciplinarian, because, as it happened in my house, my dad was the disciplinarian, and I would talk back to my mama because I knew
ain't
nothing she gonna do. But she did start, as I got older, throwing things at me. So that was one ability. But, you know, I think both of you have to be the disciplinarian. And when you go to talk to your kids, is this right? Am I wrong? I mean, I'm not like Mr. Wins or nothing. But I mean, even if you disagree, you got to be a team when you walk in to give the discipline.
Definitely. Yeah, you got to present that united front in front of your kids, or they'll take advantage of it till the end of time.
Yeah, same kind of thing. All right, well, good luck. You know what? You should probably be there during the delivery, I think. Just so you can.
Yeah, right.
It's a very
I've
beginning.
Never seen a delivery. That would be great. I've never actually seen one. So, Mike, I'll
go on in.
I'll step up. And
okay.
Go on in.
We might need therapy.
Nice relaxation.
How about just outside the door? So when Lindsay starts saying, "You son of a bitch, you did this to me," she can step in and say, "Now, Lindsay,
I'll probably need therapy."
It's very cool. All right.
And so we're going to put a link to your website on ours. Go to bobandtheshowgram.com. But she recently did some really informative podcasts that you'll be able to find on her website. And it's really cool. So make sure you check out Kristen Wins.
Somebody said that a Dutch oven is also called a Hot Richard.
These are the little pearls of knowledge that we pass on, Dr. Wins.
Hey, we know you have
lovely.
You're like a doctor and all that, but this is what we do for a living.
Yes,
we talk about
hot
Richards and Dutch ovens.
I do have one more question. Okay. This is going to be with every marriage all across this world. I know it happens. Don't say it doesn't. How do you agree or disagree for the husband to stop farting? Because that is always, is that a problem in your family?
It is not. I'm happy to say it is not.
I have to look at Lindsay every time to make sure she's not mad. I'm like,
when does that happen? I mean, you got to do it.
Well, honestly, my husband is a night owl, so I'm well asleep.
Oh, so he does it at night.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably lets him loose before he comes.
Is there
not
a chapter on that in your psychology book?
For some reason, we focused on all this other mumbo jumbo with emotions and
behavior. Don't you think once you meet somebody and you need to let it go, why should your stomach hurt? Like if you're on a long trip? Why should your stomach hurt?
I tried to hold out for a couple months, but...
Yeah, and then I'll just crack the window and all my family starts going, ah! And sticking their head out the window.
No, you roll the windows up
on
your family.
Well,
you
used to.
You put them in a hot box is what you do, and that's not nice.
Fire in the hole!
My wife gets so mad, like, because I won't open the window.
You'll do a Hot Richard or whatever it's called
Richard.
In your car?
I'm just going to start screaming, Hot Richard in the house! Okay, well, you should think about that. Talk about that, because that's a problem for a lot of people.
Maybe that'll be your next podcast.
Okay.
Breakthrough psychology.
It's the Showgram at G105. Hang on.
More Bob and the Showgram. Coming up next on G105.
Yeah.